Hello all, and thank you for tuning in to this episode of Knowledge Base Live. Our goal is to further reach our members and continue to educate across different platforms. I'm your host, Corey, spelled C-O-R-E-Y, and I really hope you enjoy these discussions and maybe take a piece of information with you that you may not have known. Today we have a returning guest from episode 1, and if you haven't checked that out, please do. Welcome back, Lindsay.
Thanks, Corey. Thanks for having me.
Really appreciate you coming in today. Lindsay Ulver is our 2021 chair and the broker of Coldwell Banker On Track Realty. So she would be the person to talk planning with today. And specifically, we're talking association strategic plan for the next 4-ish years. So let's just jump into it. It is with bated breath that we can finally introduce to members our 4-year strategic plan for CARA. Lindsay and the Board of Directors last met in 2017 to discuss strategy and preparation for entering the new millennia. Things were different then. We could watch movies in the theater, and my skip the dishes orders were in the single digits. Flash forward to 2019, when the intentions were to re-examine and re-engage in planning, but we learned the hard way that Rome wasn't built in a day. Lindsay, why did the directors collectively decide to hit pause on strategic planning?
Well, within the past couple years, we've seen a lot of change. Not all of it coming from the CARA board, but change nonetheless. We have seen a new platform for web forms, showing time, Pillar 9 implementation, and of course, the global pandemic, COVID-19, which spurred on new essential ways to communicate with each other, such as Zoom, Microsoft Teams, etc. E-signatures became not only a luxury, but a necessity as well. We all had to learn to adapt. We as a board originally got together to review our strategic plan in 2017 and 2019. We intended to relook at the plan and move forward. Despite all the changes I mentioned before, there are two reasons we ultimately decided to put this plan on hold. The first was the implementation of the new Pillar 9 platform. As you all know, this was a huge undertaking, not just for the board, but for the members themselves. We all needed to learn this new system. With any advancement of technology, there's always a transition period. The second reason was the COVID-19 global crisis. The world, the community, and the realtors had to adapt to a different way of doing business while navigating through a stressful time. Despite the fact that the effects of COVID-19 has lasted far longer than anyone thought possible, the board of directors has decided that it was time to move forward with CARA's strategic plan.
Yeah, there was definitely quite a few successes that we had over those couple of years there. So despite the pause, we had a few successes. Can you elaborate on those?
We have actually had quite a busy year and had more than a few successes, despite what has been happening around the world. First and foremost, we are proud of how well most associations across Alberta have come together to create Pillar 9. This is going to change how we do business. Organized real estate collaboration has progressed at a rapid rate in the last couple of years with the Administrative Justice Program, Agreement on Provincial Common Practice, and MLS Rule, and of course, Pillar 9. You would be hard-pressed to find this type of communication and access to data anywhere in the world when it comes to organized real estate. And CARA is at the forefront of it all. This is an exciting time to be in real estate in Central Alberta. We also purchased CARA-branded local realtor videos on YouTube page and our Instagram page. If you have not had a chance to check it out, I encourage you to do so. We continue to give realtors their resources through educating and professionalism. We also went fully digital and with the implementation of online member portal system to provide a place to pay online. We continue to accept e-transfers for payment. We make it as easy as humanly possible to make payments for member dues. And this all came at a perfect time due to the safety reasons we are, and we're only open for appointment only. Members no longer had to come in to make payments. Another big win is the creation of the knowledge base. This is a great resource of information for members. As you all know, there is a ton to know as a realtor, and we pride ourselves on professionalism and knowledge. The knowledge base enables us to keep important information top of mind without overloading members with pages of reading. I thought that was a great idea.
Yeah, really condensing everything into one spot, hopefully under the right categories to make it really easy for everyone to find what they're looking for. And always, if you have suggestions, please reach out to me or reach out to Lindsay. Always open to improving everything for you guys. Now we're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. We partnered with Strategy House again, a local consulting firm, to begin the data collection by interviewing industry leaders and you guys, the association members. Various other industry publications and reports were also reviewed, all with the purpose of creating a thorough outline of the real estate landscape that Kara currently resides in. Once this data was collected, the directors then spent a whole day together over Zoom to take in the analysis and to review the straw model compiled from the data collection. So from this compilation of data, what wisdom did we gain?
I was so pleased by the results of this data. Members have a positive regard for the CARA staff and board members. I know the CARA staff work extremely hard, but it's nice to know that their hard work does not go unnoticed. The results show that they believe CARA staff care about the members and their success. They provide relevant and timely communication and are satisfied with the work the board and committees do on their behalf. They appreciate the Pillar 9 support that CARA staff has provided to members, not to mention the work they do behind the scenes, such as standardized rules, strengthening the quality of data. The members want a quiet 2021, and after the year of 2020, I don't think they are the only ones, and I don't blame them, because I want a quiet 2021 too.
Me too.
We listened to members and shifted our focus to enhanced tools and data already available rather than any new introductions. We need to perfect the technology advancements we have made and not overwhelm members with more tools than they need.
So these can be condensed then into three key priorities: core technology and data, member voice or advocacy, and the continued collaboration with organized real estate partners. Can you go into a little bit more detail on those three priorities?
Yes, I can for sure. We will continue to work hard, but the focus will shift to enhancing the relevancy and completeness of MLS data, which includes continuing to provide support for Pillar 9 and filling in any local tax and listing data gaps. CARA will continue to represent the members by active participation on Pillar 9's Change Advisory Board, and this will require a strong two-way dialogue with us and the members to ensure their needs and wants are understood. We continue to take into account current realities and study potential threats to the industry to ensure the highest rates of success. In 2021, we have expanded advocacy on local municipal fronts through local advocacy committees. With Zillow's purchase of Showing Time, we are actively testing out new showing technology. We're also expanding our Lunch and Learn program to provide a greater knowledge source for members. We started an additional broker advisory committee communication, updating our member survey, and a plan to restart our field visits, all of which will keep the goal of delivering service, technology, and knowledge at the forefront. As I mentioned before, we are at a pivotal point in organized real estate, where we have worked together to accomplish some amazing outcomes. At CARA, we continue to focus our efforts on collaboration and remaining informed of potential consolidation discussions without actively pursuing consolidation at this time. Our main focus is to find the best options for CARA members as Alberta organized real estate evolves over time.
So we've got a plan. How will CARA put those key priorities into action?
You know, this is key. Not only do we need a plan, but we also need a plan of action. We can have all these great ideas of what, you know, potentially will make the industry better, but we need a plan to pursue this.
Yeah, talk is cheap.
Yeah, exactly. So one of the most important pieces to this plan is member dialogue. This will remain the most important part of CARA's work. This proved to have its challenges during the pandemic, but I have to say, instead of decreasing communication because of the pandemic, they continue to rise above and find alternative ways to communicate. So I think that's awesome. We continue to provide additional support outside Pillar 9 with the realization that our local members have different needs. CARA will ensure data quality within Pillar 9 system. We'll also remain the key overseer of listings entered, and the staff will put in the extra time and work to add data such as mobile home parks, condo lists, leisure and rec zones, etc. CARA continues to be an active advocate for members at a local level as well, as supporting CREA and area advocacy efforts on a federal and provincial level. Member engagement with the municipal government and other local agencies are key. CARA board and staff remain committed to taking an active role in providing input and influencing Pillar 9 technology and business provisions. As I mentioned before, member feedback is key, and CARA remains committed to asking members their thoughts so their needs and desires are always considered. RECA is stepping away from the delivery education programs, which gives CARA the opportunity to explore future opportunities in partnering and delivering the education. It will remain imperative that the public can easily access education, and CARA remains a part of the conversation. And last but not least, we've also updated our mission statement to better align with these priorities. It now reads, CARA facilitates organized real estate excellence through the provision of shared business tools and information while advocating for the benefit of members and the clients they serve.
Why was it imperative to update our mission statement at this time?
That is the key to our continued success. Organized real estate is evolving at a rapid rate with the introduction of new technologies, the increased collaboration of boards, and increased access of data and knowledge. I believe CARA is at the forefront of these changes. To ensure that CARA makes decisions that best meets the desires and ever-changing landscape, we need to be aware of the need to adapt to future changes in the industry climate. As our needs change, our need to update our mission statement did as well.
I couldn't agree more, honestly. It definitely just needed that little update to reflect how we're going forward with organized real estate. As CARA enters its eighth decade of operations, the ever-changing landscape of real estate requires the association to remain ever aware of its environment and the needs of the membership. The 2021 to 2024 Association Strategic Plan provides board leadership with a blueprint that will allow it to remain focused on providing key member services, but aware of the need to adapt to future changes in industry climate. Board leadership and staff remain committed to the ongoing vision of the association, which is CARA provides leadership that continually enhances realtor professionalism and positively shapes the profession and its contribution to Central Alberta communities. Is there anything you're most excited about to see come to fruition from this plan, Lindsay?
I'm excited for this year. We've gone through more changes than we ever thought possible. I'm excited to hone in on the skills we've acquired and raise the industry up higher than it already is. I'm excited for CARA to continue to advocate for the needs of members while collaborating at a local level. I'm also excited to work together as an industry and see organized real estate come together more than it has before.
Me too. It's pretty exciting to see when I kind of started with the association in 2017, just to see real estate grow and expand and the technology that's come into play and how members have received it has been nothing short of amazing, in all honesty. It's been really, really cool to see all the improvements despite harsh changes.
Yeah, well, and it's amazing to see the members adapt to these changes and just continually do business, but at a different level. And yeah, it's pretty cool to see.
For sure. Chameleons. Realtors are chameleons. I think that about wraps up everything. There will be a more formal description plan at the Spring Forum on June 15th, so please make sure you're registered for that. And also make sure you're following us on Facebook and Instagram. Thanks so much again, Lindsay, for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for organizing this podcast.
Hey.
Awesome.
Hopefully we'll have you back again, I'm sure. So thanks everyone for listening and for your continued feedback. Please visit and bookmark our knowledge base. It's always updated. We keep it just for members. That's www.carassociation.ca/knowledge-base. Thanks again, and remember, keep calm and CARA on.